You're listening to episode number 2, 5 Unusual Steps to Effortless Weight Loss. In this episode, I share with you a crucial mindset paradigm shift which helped me transform my body and drop nearly 50 pounds of baby weight. I'll also be sharing with you 5 effective but unusual action steps you can take right now to embark on your own transformation. I'm Shawn Sally. Welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. It is our desires that wake us up, heal what we feel, enliven what's been dormant, and lead us to ultimate health and wellness. Hey, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Feminine Epicurean. I am Shawn Sally, and I am so glad you tuned in today, because this is a very important conversation for us as women, and some men too. You know, I feel like I'm definitely incorporating men. I'm definitely including men into these conversations, because what I have realized is that we cannot progress and make these social changes that we would like to see in the world without the involvement of men. And so I'm not excluding anybody. And this platform is open to everyone. Everyone who has the alignment of expansion, the alignment of wanting to bridge the differences and getting rid of the old paradigm so that we can move collectively, men and women, into a new world. Okay, Eckhart Tolle talked about this, a new world. Eckhart Tolle talked about the new world back in, was it 2007? And that book really, really changed my life. I mean, it revolutionized my thinking and my identification with the pain body and the mind. And, you know, since then, the unfolding of this understanding that there's something so much greater than us has helped me to anchor into my work and bring a new awareness to health and wellness. You know, I don't believe in doing things the hard way, meaning the masculine way has, you know, it definitely has its upsides, right? Because it pushes things along. And so if you're already on a particular journey, it could flow, it could perhaps expedite that process. But sometimes that masculine quality, that masculine energy, is the exact resistance that you need to let go, to allow whatever that unfolds for you, whatever that has to happen for you to soften into the experience, so that you can ultimately get to the place of joy and get to the place of bliss. Because, come on, guys, let's face it. Why do you want to lose weight? Right? You want to lose weight because why? Some people tell me they want to lose weight because then they feel that they have the body to attract a new lover or a boyfriend or a partner or a husband. But why do you want a boyfriend or a lover or a partner or a husband? So you can feel a sense of love. So that you can feel loved, and you can feel, perhaps it's a feel of wholeness. So what I'm proposing is this. You know, perhaps nothing you want comes outside of you. You know, nothing you want resides outside of you. And it is only when you truly own your own happiness, when you're truly whole and complete within yourself, and that is when the partner shows up who's also whole and complete in himself or herself. And so I know this is a big topic, and I've worked in this field of health and wellness as a health coach and teaching people how to eat well and take care of their bodies. And most people come to me thinking that the answer lies in a meal plan. The reality is, I actually know that they know that the answer does not lie in a meal plan. I know they know this. They know they know this. But as I enter into a conversation with them, that usually is the focus. And they say, well, if I just knew what I had to eat, just tell me exactly what to eat, and I will do it, and I'll lose weight, and then I'll embark on this journey of happiness. So here's where I'm going to be brutally honest, and I'm going to put a stop to the illusion of a meal plan bringing the solution to weight loss. Because it's not it, people. I'm sorry. I have to just be so honest with you guys. Because what I'm ultimately interested in is your transformation. And it's not even about the transformation of the body, it's the transformation of you as a human being. You, the person who is bursting out of your own body to be who you really are, as the you that you know is so freaking gorgeous and beautiful and powerful and all-knowing and almighty, and you're just holding it back because you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna hide behind this layer of protection. And that layer of protection can come in the form of extra body weight. And I speak about this. Oh my God, you guys, sometimes I feel like I can't even talk about this without getting emotional. And I don't know if I'll ever not be emotional when I think about this topic and when I talk about this moment in time in my life. But, I was overweight. I have two beautiful children. And if you are a mother and if you have been pregnant, then you understand the joy that comes with, pregnancy and the baby and the unconditional love that comes with a being that you're just so interconnected with. However, there is also the physical aspect of your body going through a tremendous metamorphosis, and you're thinking, okay, excuse me, what is happening to my body? Is this ever going to go back? Like here's my stomach, and it's stretched 50 pounds over. Okay, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I gained 50 pounds with my second baby, with Sydney. I gained 50 freaking pounds. Can I say the F word like flat out? I don't know if I can on this platform, and maybe I will, whatever. But I gained 50 pounds, people. 50 pounds. That's almost half my weight. That's not right. Okay. And the reason why I gained so much weight was because Sydney was really comfortable. And he didn't want to come out. He was 2 weeks overdue. And, here's me thinking, oh, but I want to do it naturally. I don't want to go under epidural and I don't want drugs. And I want to feel what it feels to have my child come out of me. And I want it to fully tap into that experience. But 50 pounds, come on, so much. So long story short, with Holden, my first child, my first boy, I bounced back relatively quickly. But I have to say, the body is very, very, the body is so smart, and the body will do exactly what you tell it to do. Not a joke. That this is the truth. You know why? Because whatever you believe about your body, it will do. This is the only way I see an explanation to miraculous healing. This is the only way I know that even though there are all these scientific solutions and medical solutions to illnesses and diseases and conditions, but it's not one size fits all, is it? Meaning some people can get treatments and they get better. Some people get treatments, they get worse. Some people get treatments, they get no results. Why is that? It's because science is not precise. Science is actually a practice. Just as everything else is a practice. And so when it comes to your body, I have to share with you how I lost my 50 pounds of baby fat, okay? So I my gosh, I mean this episode really should be like five episodes, but I'm just going to condense it and then I will elaborate and get into more details in my later episodes. But for you to start practicing what I practiced to drop 50 pounds of baby fat, here goes. Okay. Number one, it's all about your state of mind. Okay. You see, I thought and believed, I believed that after I became a mother, that after I gained weight from having a baby, I believed that my body would never be the same again. Okay, it was not something that I thought about periodically. It was just a belief system. Okay, I said to myself, it's just what happens to a woman's body after she has a baby. She carries around this lifesaver around her stomach. It doesn't come off because that's just what happens. And I wholeheartedly bought into that lie. So I'll tell you right now, it's a lie. You know how I know it's a lie? It's because I don't look like that anymore. Okay. So the moment I decided to tell a new story, the moment I decided to say that is a lie, because you know how I know that's a lie? I know that's a lie because even though that may be a majority, that may be the mental projection of a big chunk of, moms. I also know moms who don't live that reality. Right? They get their figure back simply because they want to. Simply because they believe that they can. And so I started really questioning my belief systems. You know, I thought, okay, why do I believe that I have to be a certain way because of something? The have to and the because. Can we just throw that out? Just fucking bullshit. Okay, I'm sorry. I said, did I say the F word? Can I not say that word? Okay. That's just BS. It really is. Okay. This is how people cure themselves of cancer. This is how people cure themselves of any ailment that you can think of, because they stop believing the story. And that's what happened to me. And like I said, I will go into the story, into why I decided to stop believing that story. And I'm going to share that with you in a different episode. But for today, I just want to give you almost a step-by-step process, okay? You got to tell a different story. You cannot tell yourself and make excuses about your body and expect a different result. You cannot expect your body to be a certain way. And for me, it was, well, I expect my body to be, a mom's body because I had a baby. Naturally, I'm not going to have a waist. So I believed it, I owned it, and I lived it. That was my reality. And the moment I decided to change that reality, the moment that I decided to embody a completely new belief system about what motherhood means in terms of my body, about even the aging process, in terms of how your body bounces back after certain, whether they're traumas or certain changes. I am telling you, your body is like, it is so elastic in that it will do so much more than you think it's capable of. So start questioning your belief system, especially if you're a mother, especially if you've had kids and you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh my God, I can't drop all this weight because I'm a mom, and excuses after excuses. I'm going to stop you right now and tell you, yes, you can change. Yes, you can change, and it is effortless. The change does not lie in a meal plan. The change does not lie outside of yourself. You don't have to join any kind of system. You don't even have to go on any kind of diet. It's not about, veganism and paleo and all this other constructs that we come up with so that we can somehow simplify it. We think we're simplifying it, but what we're really doing is limiting. Okay, these are limitations. These dietary labels are limitations. And limitations do not free you. Limitations do not liberate you. Limitations do not lead you to ultimate happiness. Okay? So understand and know that you have everything in you to drop the weight if that's what you choose. If that makes you feel happy, you can do it. I know this because I did. So, some of the ways to help me to change my mental construct. Okay? I'm going to share these with you. Number one, I went cold turkey and stopped reading and ingesting media. And that includes especially beauty magazines. So, I know there's so many new technology that's out there about, beauty and health and wellness. I'm pretty basic. Like all of my beauty regimen products are super basic. I make my own toner, which is with glycerin and water and essential oils. I keep it very natural. I use that magician magic cream, Egyptian magic cream, which is just a bunch of natural ingredients, oils and essential oils of that nature. And I digress, but my point is, I feel that there's a lot of information that's out there that feeds on fear. And I believe, oh God, it's so hard for me to say this because I do love, I love beauty. I really do. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying you have to like all of a sudden just forego your beauty. I feel that beauty is, it's actually one of the seven divine qualities. Ask Deepak Chopra. He said it. Okay. So if he said it, then it must be real. But it's true, beauty is a divine quality. Beauty makes you feel soft and open, and it's easy to look at, to feel. And beauty is such an important part of our social and emotional and cultural revolution. Yeah, it really is. Whether it's beauty in sound and sight and movement, even in scientific advancement, it's all beauty. That's what it is. But I have to say there's a difference between beauty from a place of love and beauty from a place of fear. And what we see in beauty magazines is, it totally comes from a place of fear. And I cannot agree with that paradigm, and I refuse to be part of that system. And I'm just getting out of the matrix so that I don't have to be a part of fear on any level. So I stopped reading beauty magazines. I don't know what's trendy, what's not trendy, whatever, I don't care. What works for me is what looks good on me. What works for me is what feels good on me. What works for me is what I consider beautiful. So if that means I'm going to color my hair, I will. If If that means I'm going to lighten it, I will. If that means it's going to stay dark, it's going to stay dark. You know, if that means whatever, okay? You want to get Botox? Get Botox. If that makes you feel good, if that's true empowerment for you, when you're not doing it for somebody else, when you're doing it literally for you, because you look at yourself and you like the way you look, you like the way you feel, and when you stand in a room, you can stand in your truth. That's beauty. And you know what? Beauty is powerful. Okay. All right. Tip number one. Stop reading beauty magazines. Align with love, not fear. Okay. Step number two. Stop dieting. Just stop dieting. Whatever label that you are adhering to at the moment, whether it's, I don't know what the latest fad is, okay? You know, it could be like paleo slash vegan slash, I don't know, like gut health, whatever. Stop dieting, please, because it doesn't work. You know what does work? What works is truly, truly listening to your own guidance system. What actually transforms your body is when you listen to what you need. Veganism is great. In fact, you know, I am basically 90% vegan. You know, when I look at the way I eat, that's about how I break it down. Okay. And I go through, you know, periods of only eating vegetables and not even, you know, no cheese, sometimes no eggs. And I do that because it makes me feel good, because it works for my body. But there are so many different body types. And, you know, there's this Korean herbalist, and he has developed this system called Eight Constitutions. It's actually not even his system. It's from like generations past. Like his great, 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 great grandfather created this system, you know, out of basically Chinese medicine. But he essentially states that there are eight different body types, and depending on what your body type needs, you have to eat certain foods. And so the one size fits all about diet is just, to me, extremely counterintuitive. So stop dieting, you know, listen, start really listening and tuning into your body, and you can do it, because your guidance system within yourself is the most accurate. No other system out there, I don't care if it's paleo or vegan or whatever, okay? Keto, I mean, come on. You know, trends come and go. We used to think milk did a body good, you know? Eat more carbs, don't eat fat. I mean, come on. So many trends and fads, and it's, you know, it's a hot topic now. And it's passé a decade later. So how can that hold any truth when it's so fickle? You know, it's so fickle based on the collective, it's not the collective consciousness, it's collective fear. So everything is keeping you in fear so that you can conform, so that you don't listen to your own body and you don't listen to your own guidance system. And I'm done with that. And I want you to join me in honoring your own body, honoring in your own system. So I'm going to move on to tip number three. Okay, step number three is exercise. Exercise, not obsessive exercise, but just exercise for an hour. Okay, and it's really important that as you know, as you progress in your timeline, you lift heavy weights because your muscles are starting to atrophy, and it's really important that you feel strong. And 1 hour of exercise is really all you need. And don't be obsessive about cardio. I don't believe in any of that. Have fun. You know, if it's an hour of dancing, do it. If it's an hour of hiking, do it. If it's an hour of lovemaking, do it. whatever it is you do to move your body. And trust me, you just need to move an hour a day. Make it a lifestyle. And once your body gets hooked, because, you know, essentially what we are is just a series of programs, okay? And your body has a program that's running you. And so if your body is used to receiving dopamine from exercise, it's going to ask you to release some freaking dopamine, which means you're just going to have to move your body. And it feels so good. And, you know, don't think of it as exercise per se, but think of it as movement, as in you're moving your cells, as in you're moving your energy. So important, guys. So important. It is absolutely crucial for you to move your body because you are a body of energy. And when you move your body, you're physically moving the energy. And there's a lot of stagnant energy within your cells. And they're just sitting there saying, can you please just release me? Please, I just need to shake my little butt, you know, or whatever. Yoga, swim, tennis, hiking, okay, rugby, whatever gets you off to make you feel alive, to make you feel like you are in touch with your body, do it, okay? Hour of exercise. Try to do it every day, especially in the beginning. Okay, this is how I lost my 50 pounds of baby weight. I did it 1 hour every day, consistently, for 2 months. Consistently. Doesn't matter what it is. You can walk, you can, you know, if you're like me, you have to join a class. Okay, I'm one of those class people. I mean, I'm good on my own for a little bit, but boy, the class energy when I'm inspired by the people in the class, you know, doing weight training or, you know, TRX or whatever it is, or yoga. Get into an environment where there's mutual encouragement and there's a collective encouragement. That encouragement really elevates your inspiration for change. Okay? So, tip number 4. This is the Epicurean way. Okay? Because I really don't know any other way. I've tried other ways to change, you know, the conditions and the states, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, doesn't work for me. So I'm just sharing with you what works for me, okay? Because it's tried and true, okay? The Epicurean way is to follow your bliss. Soften into joy. What makes you happy? What brings you alive? Do the things that make you feel alive. And I swear to you, that is the key to effortless weight loss. Because unless there is a serious medical condition, for most of us, we don't have serious medical conditions. You know, there are a lot of us that don't have serious medical conditions. A lot of us hold on to weight. Extra weight for protection, false belief systems, because we feel stuck and our body's just reflecting to us what we're feeling on the inside. That's all. The minute you tap into your joy is when you release all this resistance. And guess what? You're like, oh, I had no idea. How did I just lose 10 pounds? I'm telling you, it's so effortless. And you already know what makes you happy. You know, no one else knows what makes you happy. Only you do. So just follow it. I'm telling you, that is the quickest way you can lose weight. And I say this with such conviction because not only did I lose baby fat, I also completely let go of 7 years of panic attacks, and I'm going to get into that in a different episode, but with no medication, you know, I released my panic attacks with zero medical help. It was all internal work. So I know it's possible. If it's possible for me, it's absolutely possible for you. Okay, step number five, and this is a really simple one, and a lot of my clients argue with me because they're holding on to an old belief system. But number five, throw away the scale. That's it. The scale is meaningless. It's almost like comparing it to time and space, you know. If you understand time, you know that that's just a completely fabricated system for us to somehow, you know, get in line with almost like a linear structure so that we can all be collectively in the linear structure, right? Meaning, okay, it's 3 o'clock here, but it's 5 o'clock there. Well, you know, when I say it's three o'clock here, it's 5 o'clock there. We can time it so that when it's nighttime, we can all go to sleep. When it's daytime, we can all wake up. That's it. So I almost feel like it's the same thing with the scale. It's absolutely meaningless. It's just kind of giving you a guideline in terms of, you know, relatively how much something weighs, because your body is made up of about 70-80% water. It's a lot of freaking water, okay? You can lose weight, you know, if you don't drink water. So you can step on the scale and you can be like, oh my God, I lost 5 pounds. Who cares? You didn't lose 5 pounds. You may be dehydrated. See what I'm saying? Or what if you put on like this fabulous wig and these heels and this heavy jacket and like a metal bag and you step on the scale and you're like, okay, well, the scale says, you know, I weigh a whole lot, but if I take off all of these things, I weigh differently. And yet, I may look different. I may feel different. Maybe you felt better about yourself, you know, with whatever shoes or clothes or whatever, it doesn't matter. But yet you're so focused and obsessed on the number on the scale, which ultimately doesn't reflect anything internal, right? Meaning it doesn't reflect your happiness. You know, you could be 5 pounds lighter, but are you truly happier because you're 5 pounds lighter? No, not really. You know? Sometimes we believe what we see and we think that the arbitrary, fixed, arbitrary picture, whether that's a number on a scale, whether that's how you look on the outside, whether it's a car that you drive, or the house that you live, you know, the handsome or not handsome boyfriend that you have, I don't know, whatever that's on the outside that makes you feel like your mood fluctuates depending upon that outside condition, that's when you know you're in trouble. Because all of that is an illusion. It's not real. Okay? The number on the scale is not real. And I say this because, you know, people are obsessed about pounds and what they weigh, but let's put the focus on what truly matters, which is how you feel. You're going to feel better when you're hydrated. And when you're hydrated, maybe you step on that scale and you're going to weigh more, but you're going to feel incredible. And, you know, water weight is very, very different from the weight that you put on from binge eating because you're depressed. Okay, so throw away the scale. Be a 100% intuitive eater. Be 100% intuitive with your body. And I am telling you, it will guide you to where you want to be and who you are. Because the body doesn't lie. And your emotions don't lie. And it is when you cheat your emotions, when you cheat your heart, and you tell yourself that you want something, but you really don't want it. And you tell yourself that something makes you happy, but deep down you know it's meaningless. Right? So get into alignment. with what truly excites you. Okay. So I'm going to go over the 5 steps real quick. Number 1, stop reading beauty magazines. Number 2, stop dieting. Number 3, exercise. Get an hour of exercise. Get that blood flow going. Get the energy flowing. You're going to feel amazing. Then you're going to be hooked and you're going to literally have a whole new body because your body's going to start craving health, meaning more oxygen, more life force. That's true beauty. That's what you're after. Okay. Follow your bliss. That's number 4. That just dovetails right into the feeling of feeling good. You know exactly what makes you feel good. Do more of that. Do more of that. When I say stop dieting, if it makes you feel happy to have a little ice cream, have a little ice cream. It feels good. When you do it out of love, not fear. Okay. When you do it out of, not from a space of substituting, not from a place of covering up something that you don't want or don't want to feel or you're denying. Okay. When you're operating from a place of love, that feels good. Just continue doing what feels good. That's how you really fuel your body, and your body's going to want less food because you're actually fueled by love. Okay. The body, the physical body only needs so much sustenance. Okay. Whatever it is you're eating that's beyond that is you trying to fill your body, your emotional body. Okay. And your emotional body cannot be fueled and filled with material sustenance like food. Okay. Number 5, throw away the scale. Okay. Mic drop right here. That's it. Boom. Okay. I can't even expand on why you need to throw away the scale. All I know is that not only is it not helpful, but it just adds more anxiety because you feel like somehow your identity is tied to a number on a frickin' scale. Let me ask you something. What if the scale was wrong? You know, like what if someone dialed it like 10 pounds lighter? And that was your starting point. So then you step on it and you're thinking, oh my God, I'm 10 pounds light. And all of a sudden you feel better because of the number on the scale. You see what I'm saying? It's arbitrary. Throw it away. It's meaningless. Go with your feeling instead because your feeling never lies. Okay, you guys. Weight loss the easy way. I don't know how else to do it. And I wish you much, much success. And if you want to reach out to me and we can have a further discussion about this, I would love to hear from you if you've ever experienced true intuitive weight loss, meaning you know what makes you feel good. And when you leaned into your joy, when you softened into your joy, everything that no longer serves you just fell off. Thank you so much for listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. You can find me on Facebook at Shan Sally. That's S-H-A-N S-A-L-L-Y. And you can also find me on Instagram at Shan Sally Health. That's S-H-A-N-S-A-L-L-Y-H-E-A-L-T-H. I would love to connect with you. Feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram or leave me a message here on the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. Until next time.